Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Can I just apologise for the show you're about to hear? I mean, it was a good show. I mean, just from my own perspective, I'm very tired during what you're about to hear. I stayed up to watch the Super Bowl last night, which is what I do every year. I make a bit of a thing of it. And I just think, I don't know if I can do it anymore. I only stayed up to halftime before the Duracell Bunny came on. And it's a halftime show. And I am so tired today, I don't know what I'm saying.
I've got a feeling that I have heard you declare that you're not staying up for the Super Bowl next year around about 8 times.
During the course of this show?
No.
In total.
Yeah, in total.
if I say out loud again that that's what I'm going to do, can you just please stop me from doing it? Because this is no good for anyone, is it?
I would file that statement along with, this year I'm not going to buy board games. I've heard it said so many times, and you keep on doing it.
The worst thing is...
I don't want to sound like a parent here.
Yeah.
I don't think you're for helping.
I'm not for helping. I'm not for helping. I get in my own way. But here's the thing. When you do a job like we do, sometimes your stuff can just slip out on air.
Mm.
And it can be dangerous.
It can be.
It can be very dangerous. So with great trepidation, we say welcome to the show you're about to hear.
Let's see what's fallen out.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
What a week it is going to be, because on Wednesday, we are going on the ultimate call-out, bringing Home Time from listener Hannah's home, all thanks to British Gas. Yes, Home Time, live from her home, we are going to be house guests.
I am a little bit worried, only that, like, we've got our own little kind of little bubble here, haven't we? And we're a little bit scruffy, a bit messy.
Yeah.
We do teas and stuff. We eat, like, biscuits and things. I don't know what that's going to look like when we're in someone else's house. Do you know what I mean?
Plus, there's always the chance of something going wrong when there are guests involved, either when you are visiting as a guest or equally, you know, when you are hosting. You'd have guests coming over, something goes wrong. I remember visiting friends in Leicester for the weekend, and on the very first night that I'd gone, I didn't realise that the downstairs toilet, the flusher, went up rather than down. Had absolutely no idea.
Why would it do that? Why would it go up?
Because in my opinion, it had been installed wrong.
Yes.
Used it the wrong way round, broke the flusher, rendered useless for the rest of the weekend. And it was, there you go.
There's nothing worse if you're a guest than having to use a bucket to get rid of...
Detritus.
Detritus. There's no other way of putting it. I mean, guest-wise for me, I still to this day cringe when I think about it. I've mentioned it on the show before, but I remember staying over at my friend Richard Sainsbury's house when I was about 15. Okay, you know, peak embarrassment.
Yeah.
And he's got like four sisters or whatever. He lives in Torquay. And I remember having a night terror in the middle of the night, thought someone was trying to get in through the window, screaming house down, and his dad, who's like chief paediatrician of Torbay Hospital, running in his pyjamas going, what, someone's trying to get in? And then people just bring it up with me all the time. I screamed the house down. We were staying in dorms when I went on a trip away for Swansea University as well. There's like 15 to 20 people all in bunk beds, screaming that place down
This is why whenever the show is on the road, you insist on separate bedrooms.
Never have a sleepover with me. And I tell you what, that advice is... It's pretty well worth taking.
Do please share your guest stories ahead of our special show at listener Hannah's house on Wednesday, when guests came to you or when you were a guest and it all went wrong. Hopefully Nicola's story here will make you feel better about your night's terror that you had with your friends when you were younger. Says, I stayed with the family once with my ex-husband and I slept, walked naked that night. It was embarrassing because I'd never met them before that night.
It's an icebreaker. It is an icebreaker.
I'd say. Steve... had his local vicar and wife over for dinner, covered the wife's spaghetti bolognese in gallons of ketchup. So didn't expect that kind of behaviour from the clergy.
It is a bit uncouth. A little bit uncouth. We've got Chris on the line. Chris, what happened to you?
Well, last Christmas, the wife and I hosted her family for Christmas Day, and her sister, my sister-in-law, had her boyfriend round for the day. And during the actual dinner, our cat decided to come into the room and throw up in the boyfriend's shoes.
Wow. I would take that as some kind of message, a warning from the cat about me. Are they still together, these two?
Unfortunately not, no.
Oh, the can you?
Whether or not that was part of it, I don't know, but yeah.
Oh, well, it would push things along a bit, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's horrific. So I take it you are operating a policy of a shoes off in your household. That's the other part of it. You can't completely blame the cat.
No, well, the cat was a little bit unwell, but we thought he'd be okay for the day. But unfortunately, he didn't like the shoes in the end either.
Well, listen, so. pass on our best to your cat, Nostradamus. And you take care of yourself, all right?
Cool, thank you.
Suzanne is hanging on. So you were the guest, right?
Yes. Well, a few decades ago now, I was a house guest at a very posh manor house in Norfolk. And I used the downstairs cloak room, as it was called. But when I tried to leave, the handle came off of the door. Came off in my hand, and it was such a big house that basically I was banging on the door and yelling, and it was well over 10 minutes and nobody had heard me. So I thought, well, I'd better try and find my own way out of here. So I opened the window, like it was on the ground floor, and I jumped out, I jumped into a massive patch of nettles. It was at least like 3 or 4 metres of each way, and there was no way I could go over it. It had to go through it. So I wound up with this horrendous nettle rash on my legs. Wow. And it was a party, and I was wearing quite a short skirt, so it was fairly obvious what was going on. Yeah. But in any case, I also had to explain to the people who owned the house that it was me that had left the door locked from the other side. So then they had to get a locksmith to open the door.
So, Suzanne, can I ask a question?
That whole weekend in agony. Yes, please do.
Which Hammer horror movie were you in then, if you were in a haunted mansion house in Norfolk and using a cloakroom? The Woman in
honestly,
Black.
If it had been haunted, that would have been better. I would have preferred that than what actually happened.
Incredible.
I think that the vast majority of these embarrassing guest stories do seem to be taking place in toilets/cloakrooms.
Yeah, I think so. It is an embarrassing room in the house, isn't it?
Are you sure this isn't an elaborate explanation as to why you came back from a party with a red backside?
It was my lower legs, by the way, not my backside.
She said that before. Good to speak to you, Suzanne.
Okay, good to speak to you too.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
If there's something that's winding you up and you want to get off your chest, if it's just a small thing, it's a safe space to share it.
It is small. It is small, but it could. it's really irking me. I got a tax disc reminder through today, and I didn't realise that it's changed that you now need a tax disc on an electric vehicle.
Oh.
I thought it was an advantage, and that is a loophole that has now changed.
They're just slowly, bit by bit, closing off all the benefits,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, and it ain't cheap.
Do you know what, is it bad that I hark back and would love to have a good old-fashioned physical tax disc? I love those things.
I would love to have an actual tax disc, because if you had one in the window, it'd be a reminder that you need to keep updating it.
But it's got the tax disc from back in the day. If you're a young person listening to this, back in the day, you used to have to display a little cardboard circle with your tax information on it. But it had the same stuff that was like a swirly, like shiny kind of imprint hologram thing that you used to get on the front of like tickets. Remember when you used to have physical tickets to go to gigs?
Yes.
That kind of thing.
It kind of like holograph, kind of almost like a shiny in a Panini sticker collection.
A little bit like that. It was like a foil.
Yeah, please.
It was like on a foil Gary Mabbitt.
I know the government got a lot going on right now, but please bring back tax discs.
Never thought I'd ever hear anyone say that. Bring back tax discs. Do you know what my minor moan is? And this is something that is, I feel like people listening to this right now will get with it. The rain.
Yes.
What is going on with the rain? What are we in? The Bible. I've been soaked at the moment, right? I've got myself, I'm kind of loving my fleece at the moment. I think everyone's gone through one of those periods where you have like, you wear your fleece on a daily basis. I love my fleece. But the amount of times I've got soaked in my fleece, it's just unbelievable. I feel like Bungle from Rainbow's wet himself.
I read a fact yesterday, and I hope I'm remembering this correctly. It's rained at Exeter Airport every single day in 2026.
Why specifically Exeter Airport?
That was the fact I remembered.
Okay, it's incredible. If you live in Exeter, my mum and dad live in Exmouth, and they moan about this all the time.
It's
absolutely. I've got to the point with it as well where, you know, like when if you're a glasses-wearing person, it's raining so much, you just take your glasses off, put them in your pocket. Yeah. It's not worth it. It's like that bit in Star Wars where he turns off the targeting computer. Use the force, Bush. Joker EFC says, fella didn't turn up to buy something on Facebook Marketplace this afternoon. His wife texted to say he was maddy and wet, so couldn't collect. Literally, maddy. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
If it was muddy, he's muddy and wet and can't collect. What?
Meanwhile, you know, you were saying about the rain, and that was your minor Monday moan.
Yes.
And I gave you the fact that it's rained every single day at Exeter Airport in 2026.
Very unusual airport to just pull out of the whole country's list of airports.
Well, it's not about airports. This is about that part of the world.
Yeah, I mean, my mum and dad are in Exmouth, and they say it's been raining non-stop.
Thank you. Maria in Ilkeston says, is Heathrow Airport where it's rained every day this year? It hasn't. I drove past Heathrow on Sunday, and it was dry.
Well, yeah, I mean, you should have been in the news report about it then, shouldn't you?
Yeah, and I've got Exeter Airport's rainfall gauge in front of me here on the on my desktop.
Send a little prayer for me during the next song, please. We've been sidetracked in a rain-based argument over the past 10 minutes. So I said the thing that's winding me up at the moment is the incessant rain. When's it going to stop? Are we in the Bible?
Yeah.
You pulled out this very bizarre fact about Exeter Airport.
It's registered rainfall every day of 2026, Exeter Airport.
Listener Marie came on and said it's not Exeter Airport, it's Heathrow that's had rain every single day.
I drove past there on Sunday and it was dry.
He'd seen it for himself. Mark's got back in touch saying just because it wasn't raining when you drove past it didn't mean that it rained that day. Ricky, he says. Can we park this now?
As an aside, Aberdeen has not seen a single hour of sunlight in 2026.
Right, we're not shifting this on to Aberdeen now.
Robert's run out of car sweets. He's sent us a picture of an empty packet of rhubarb and custard.
Oh dear, is that what he eats in the car?
Yeah, I'm sorry, no.
Curb crawl in there. Lisa says the Chinese isn't open. That's kind of weird, isn't it, when you've got your heart set on having a takeaway. And then it's shut for some unknown... Certain shops or certain takeaways have weird closing nights.
Yes, they do, yes.
Is Monday nights normally like a Chinese takeaway closing night?
I thought the Monday night was the fish and chips night off.
Yeah, so what's the Chinese restaurant getting involved with that?
I don't know.
They've already ring-fenced that.
Exactly. I think we're
generating more questions than we are answers here tonight.
Generally what we do.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. I was just saying how I'm not going to stay up and watch the Super Bowl anymore now because it's just too bad for me. It makes me too tired. Is there a thing you'd stay up and watch? Late night thing?
Test cricket goes through the night depending on like what part of the world it's being played in. But these days, as an England fan, you just wouldn't bother staying up for that. It's nonsense.
Going to have an early night. Have you done a late nighter with a sports thing though? What about the golf, the Masters? Is that always like a late night?
Do you know
what?
Yes. But because that can't be floodlit... Then that's kind of done and dusted round about midnight, so that's all right. I've got a solution for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Can you see a scenario within the next decade where the Super Bowl is held at Wembley or Spurs? Because they do so many of these abroad games now, and then that time difference would work for you.
That would be good, wouldn't it? I bet you, if that finally happens, all the stars align, and that, wow, they're going to do the Super Bowl at Wembley, and it's here in England, I'll have a kids' party to have to go to. That's what'll happen.